Books and Arts.
Johnson. In the beginning is the word. Changing the meaning of a word is hard, but not impossible.
Misogyny seems a straightforward word. In dictionaries, it is hatred of women. In its etymology are the Greek verb misein, to hate, and gynae, women. The word, like the sentiment, has been around for a long time. Euripides, an ancient Greek playwright, was called a misogynes, or woman-hater. Well, in his tragedies, yes, his peer Sophocles is said to have quipped, but in bed, at any rate, he was a philogynes. The first known use of misogynist in English is from 1620, by a female group counter-attacking against a screed called the arraignment of lewd, idle, froward, and unconstant women. In fact, very few interesting words are quite so stable. As they are used, their meanings drift. Furthermore, they need not remain true to their etymological roots, a belief known to linguists as the etymological fallacy. The word person, for instance, comes from the Latin for mask. The word tragedy may derive from the Greek for goat song. Over time, words evolve. Much of that process is random, but it is also possible to make a conscious effort to shift how a word is used. One such bid is underway for misogyny. For decades, feminists have expanded its connotations beyond the idea of hatred of women. Recently, Kate Mann, a philosopher at Cornell University, has become the voice of that campaign. She thinks the notion of a hatred for all women deep in the psychology of some men is philosophically untestable. In any case, few men, she says, really hate all women. Instead of misogyny meaning something men feel, she says it should designate something women face.